morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
For decades, Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners have voluntarily cleaned up abandoned well sites, restoring land across the state.
What we had was nothing but waste.
Somebody was telling us about OERB.
They did exactly what they said they were going to do. And you know what? It didn't cost me a penny.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The 2019 Oklahoma legislative session is likely to wrap up soon for the year as state leaders continue the process of finalizing a budget this week. Overall, this session has been a relatively productive one for the Oklahoma agriculture industry, that according to Bray Haven, a contract lobbyist for American Farmers and Ranchers. Although a productive year, Haven says it's not been without its hiccups.
Absolutely. It's been, I hate to use this term, but a little smooth sailing. A few hiccups here and there on some legislation, but the whole agricultural community has been working together and working together well, and that's exciting for our state, and that's exciting for rural Oklahoma.
The hiccups Haven mentioned is in reference to the Oklahoma Industrial Hemp Bill that passed through the state legislature and was signed by the governor, which allowed the state to align with the U.S. Department of Agriculture as it transitioned from its pilot hemp program to a formal hemp program. However, after this point, questions were raised by the Farm Service Agency about how this bill, as it was then written, might affect farmers' FSA payments for certain programs. This prompted policymakers to send the bill back to the committee for further review.
So we're really just waiting on the federal government to come out with those rules. But here in the state, there's a cleanup bill still in conference committee that will allow our farmers to go ahead and grow this year.
As did the original bill, this legislation also comes with an emergency clause. Thus, it will go into effect as soon as the governor signs it into law. This is necessary to allow farmers who wish to grow hemp this year the opportunity to do so as the crop's planting window rapidly comes to a close. Haven is optimistic this bill will make it across the finish line in time to allow farmers the time they need to meet that deadline. Other key victories for the state's rural community this year includes a cap on non-economic damages and nuisance suits, appropriations of approximately $30 million into the county road and bridge budget for infrastructure improvement, and Senate Bill 746, which provides a tax credit to doctors who serve rural communities and promotes better access to rural health care. This bill has not yet been signed, but is an integral piece of the puzzle to improving rural health care, and knowing that to be a priority of the governor's as well, Haven is hopeful this bill will be made law before the session ends. This week, though, the main order of business at the state capitol is all about the budget. According to Haven, lawmakers have hinted that they will appropriate $70 million into education, either in the form of a mandatory teacher pay raise or simply as a deposit into the state education fund that would then be subject to the normal formula for distribution. Once that and other budgeting decisions have been made, Haven expects the session will likely wrap up before the month's end.
There's always rumors of early signy die, but it does look like maybe the 24th, but we'll see. There's always rumors, but who knows what'll end up happening. It'll just kind of depend on budget negotiations.
You got farm news on Ron.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch on May 13th for the 4th Annual Meeting Demand Bull Sale at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas, selling 170 bulls and 275 bred commercial females, including the complete cow herd dispersal of longtime Gardner customer Yolo Ranch. Visit GardnerAngus.com for video of sale offering, sale book, and more. Be in Ashland on May 13th or bid online at LiveAuctions.tv or SuperiorClickToBid.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.